sit on the floor right here, right here. And Corwin, can you grab that thing for me? All right. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Everybody having a good day today? All right. I'm going to draw some pictures. Some of you might know, before I was a priest, I was an art teacher, and I love to draw pictures. So if, thank you, Corwin. So if you can't see, adults, you too, if you want to move seats, you're allowed to move so that you can see the pictures that we're going to draw. All right. So I love today's gospel lesson. What did Deacon Jeff just read about in the gospel? Who did he read about? Yes. John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a wild guy. And I like to use my imagination. I think he probably had some pretty crazy looking eyes. Right? Can you see? And, all right. We know he had a nose. Who knows what it looked like? I bet his beard was pretty. His beard and mustache were probably pretty. There we go. What do you think? Yeah? Yeah. Whoa, I like it. All right, let's see. You know, he had ears. Everybody's got ears. Well, I think most people have ears. Do you have ears? Yeah. All right. I bet his hair was pretty. All right. What do you think? Yeah. Now, eyebrows. He had some eyebrows up here, you know. He lived out in the desert. He probably didn't shower a ton. Maybe he had some like flies flying around him. You know. Yeah. And listen, it said that he had a robe. Whoops. Made out of camel's hair. Look. Yeah. Well, that's true. All right. So, yeah, he was in the water. He was in the water a lot. So we'll draw him. There you go. John the Baptist. Swimming in the water. He does have a kind of a tiny body and a really big head. All right. So let me ask you this. What was John the Baptist's job? What was he doing? He was baptizing people, but who was he talking about? Jesus. John the Baptist was always pointing to Jesus. Said, Jesus is going to come. And one day, Jesus did come. Jesus came to John the Baptist. Let's erase that. All right. Now, Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized. Let's draw another picture. He probably would be pretty sticky, wouldn't he? Let's see. So here is Jesus. Okay. So Jesus went to John the Baptist. All right, everybody look up here. Look. So he went to John the Baptist to get baptized. So Jesus went into the water. All right, we'll put Jesus in the water too, like this. All right, maybe some water dripping off of his hair. All right. Now, this is really cool, okay? When Jesus was baptized, does anybody know what happened? Yes. A dove. All right, so they said, the Bible says that the Spirit of God came down like a dove. The Holy Spirit came down from heaven. And then what happened? Anybody know what happened next? Yes, ma'am. That's right. So God the Father, we'll put a cloud up here. He spoke and he said, "This is my son." All right. I want everybody to look here. The Bible tells us that we have one God. Everybody hold up one finger. There's one God. But God has three parts. What we say is persons. So one God, three persons, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son. And three, yeah, we'll do this. We haven't done this in a while. All right, so look, go three. Hold up your fist like this. Three, one, one, three. That's our God. And it's a, well, no, look, one, three. But listen, Christians have always believed, because the Bible tells us, that Jesus is really, truly God. But a long time ago, everybody look, this is a great story, all right? In the year 325, there was a man named Arius. When I say Arius, everybody go, grrr, all right, Arius was teaching everybody that God, that Jesus wasn't really God. Boo. Say, boo. All right. So Arius was telling people that Jesus wasn't really God, and they had this big council. And so they got all the bishops from everywhere. This is called the Council of Nicaea. All right. So every Sunday in our church, we say something called the Nicene Creed. All right, and the Nicene Creed tells us that Jesus, God the Son, it tells us about God the Father, and it tells us about God the Holy Spirit. Now, one of the bishops that was at the Council of Nicaea that was fighting against Arius, let me hear it, yeah. One of the bishops there was a man named Nicholas. Nicholas was the bishop of Myra. All right, and there's a story, I told this last year, there's a story that says that Nicholas got so mad at Arius for saying bad things about Jesus that he walked up to him and he whoo, slapped him across, he pulled a Will Smith, that's right. I like that, Will. Now,
I bet Will Smith got that from St.
Nicholas. That, yes, but listen, Nicholas was a great man, and now we call him Saint Nicholas, and we celebrate Saint Nicholas, because Saint Nicholas, not only did he defend Jesus and help write the Nicene Creed with all the other bishops at the Council of Nicaea, but Saint Nicholas was known to be kind and loving, and he was very generous, and he gave money to the poor. Nicholas is said to be the patron saint of children and of sailors. Did you know that? Any sailors in here? No? All right. So,
but my dad was a Marine.
He was a Marine? That's pretty awesome. Now, today, there are some people that believe Saint Nicholas comes and fills their shoes up with goodies. What do you think? Did y'all leave your shoes out for Saint Nicholas? What? Shh. Hold on. What was that? Somebody's at the door? What do y'all think? Should we let him in?
Yeah.
All right. Let's let him in. Who is it?
Saint Nicholas.
Whoa! Saint Nicholas! Oh, my goodness. Come on in, St. Nick. All right, everybody sit down. St. Nicholas is going to come up here. No, because he's St. Nicholas. Yeah.
So, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Come on, St. Nicholas.
I'm really tired.
Why don't you have a seat?
So I put my tennis shoes on. Oh. So how's everybody? I'm exhausted.
That's a long way, and I hear you've got to get over to All Saints as well. Yeah. Well, thank you. Do you have anything else you want to say to the kids?
No, just that I love you, and Jesus loves you. And he can't wait till Christmas.
That's right. Well, thank you, St. Nicholas. Bye. We will. We'll see you next year. St. Nicholas is a saint. Saints don't need airplanes. All right, boys and girls, I'm going to ask you to go sit down, and I'm going to talk to your parents for just a second, okay? So here, actually, I'm going to need that one more time. You didn't get one of the presents? Oh. Wait, hold on a second. We've got one. Miss Deborah, he didn't get one of the presents.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Moms, dads, grandparents, and everyone else that is here. I've got one more thing that I want to share about St. Nicholas and really about what was happening at the Council of Nicaea, because this is an incredible moment in the history of the church to understand that Jesus is truly God. If Jesus is not fully God, then he can't forgive our sins. If Jesus is not fully God, then as Paul writes, we are to be pitied. Jesus has been with the Father and the Son for all of eternity. There was never a time when Jesus was not there. Now, there was an argument. The argument that was happening was over... it was a philosophical type of argument. And they were using this word, homoousis or homoiousis. Now, that doesn't sound very different, does it? Homoousis, homoiousis. Just one little difference. Now, I'm going to write this up here on the board so that you can see what I'm talking about. All right. So this is the word, homoousis. Let's see. Let me make sure I spell the Greek right. All right. All right. The first part, homo, means same, right? Ousis is substance. The argument was that Jesus was the same substance as the Father. He wasn't just something created by the Father, that the fullness of God was within Christ himself, that he was fully, substantially God. Now, Arius, what do we do when we say Arius? Grr. All right, great. Y'all got it. Arius was using a different word, homoiousis. All right? And homoi means similar. Oh, I forgot an S earlier. S, yeah. All right. There we go. Now, the only difference in the spelling is this letter right here. All right. In Greek, that's called an iota. An iota. Have you ever heard the phrase, it doesn't make an iota of a difference? All right. Some say this is where this phrase originated from. Laodicea is just this letter in the Greek. Teeny, tiny letter. But when you insert it into this word, it changes the meaning completely. Same substance to similar substance. Jesus is kind of like God, but he's not really God. One little letter. Friends, this heresy is alive and well today. When we put one iota, one little extra thing in our belief system, apart from Scripture, apart from the Word of God, when we add even the slightest, smallest little iota, it leads into dangerous territories where life and death matter. And I don't say that to be dramatic. This is not hyperbole. We are called to guard the faith that has been handed down to us. It's been handed down to us through the body of Christ, the church, but it is revealed to us fully in God's word. And we have to hold tight to what the word of God teaches and the word of God says. Don't let anyone fool you. Jesus wasn't just of similar substance with God. He wasn't just a good teacher. He wasn't just the firstborn of all of creation. Christ has been present for all of eternity because Christ is God. We celebrate the Advent season, preparing for the second coming of Christ. Our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is coming back one day. And we want to prepare our hearts to be ready to receive him when he comes, bringing all of heaven with him, where he will take heaven and earth into a new creation, the new heavens, the new earth. And we will live with him, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and ever and ever. That's what Bishop Nicholas fought for. That's what we remain true to today. And that's what I hope you know in your heart, that Jesus Christ is fully God, that he is Lord, that he is Savior, and that he will come again. Amen. I invite you to stand, and we are going to say the words that were written at the Great Council of Nicaea, the Nicene Creed, together. Thank you. We believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Invite you to kneel as you are able.
Let us pray for the church and for the world, saying, hear our prayer. For the peace of the whole world and for the well-being and unity of the people of God.